إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إمام بخاري المسلم كولكتد حديث رم عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. A very important hadith. Many scholars started their books with this hadith. Imam al-Nawawi, for example, in Riyad al-Salihin, and he mentioned that Imam Bukhari and Muslim collected this hadith. We'll talk about it, inshallah, this khutbah. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Umar ibn Khattab said that he heard our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِدُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ امْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. The actions are connected to the intentions behind them. And every person will earn that which he intended. So anyone whose hijrah was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and towards his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then his hijrah will be to Allah and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But whoever's hijrah is for a material gain or a woman to marry, then his hijrah will be to that or for that to which he made hijrah. This is the general meaning of the hadith, a very important hadith. So the actions are connected to the intentions behind them. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. The actions with regards to acceptance or rejection are connected to the intention behind them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made an example, gave an example to an action that was, you know, the action that was very important during his time, because, you know, he made hijrah to Medina and the believers were supposed to make hijrah and join him in Medina. So what was the action that was a major aspect of Islam that was at that time that was necessary from Muslims who are able? Hijrah. To make hijrah from the area of kufr to the area of Islam where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the believers were. So anyone whose hijrah at that time was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that's the action and the intention. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So his hijrah is towards Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His hijrah will be, meaning what? Accepted as a hijrah to Allah and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the person who made hijrah, what kind of person is this? He makes hijrah, leaves his hometown, his family, his people, to go to Medina to join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not for Allah and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but for this dunya. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِدُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ امْرَأَةٍ يَنْكَحُهَا. Then his hijrah what? فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. Then his hijrah would be to that to which he made hijrah. This is very important. So the intention designates the action with regards to acceptance or rejection. That's the meaning of the hadith. So that there are two inseparable parts to every action. There is the action itself, and the action has to be in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the book and what His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam established in His Sunnah. It has to be a good action. The intention has to be good for the action to be accepted. Two inseparable parts. As some people today are suggesting that people might commit an act of shirk, but the intention is not for me to commit an action of shirk. So in their case, it's only haram. No, the action itself is still shirk. Don't mix up these two issues together. There is the action. The action has to follow the Quran and Sunnah, and the way the Sahaba explained the Quran and Sunnah from our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The intention is an addition that is inseparable. You can't separate it from the action that designates where the action is going. Is Allah going to accept it or reject it? Therefore, if somebody goes to the masjid to pray Jum'ah, today's Jum'ah, alhamdulillah, go to the masjid to pray Jum'ah, and you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you go there and sit and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in listening to the khatib, you do the two rak'ahs before you sit down, you listen to the khatib, you don't make any trouble, you don't separate between people and, you know, step over them so you can go closer, go to the closest, you know, part of the masjid, closest line to the imam. If you have access to that, you sit, listen to the khutbah, you make the salah, and you make the salah also according to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you should feel in your heart that I did what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he should feel in his heart certainty that Allah will accept this from him, because Allah promised he will accept from those who are muttaqun, those who are fear and obey him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should feel in here, but of course there are shortcomings, but you do it for the sake of Allah. You should expect from Allah to take the good and to forgive you the shortcoming. Those who go to a grave to demand, to ask, to request, to invoke a dead person for help and support, for help and support or whatever it is that somebody needs from the dead person. Now, that action itself is haram. It's shirk. The intention now makes it either worse or less worse, still shirk. Now, if somebody goes to a grave, doesn't believe that the dead person is an ilah, independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, they believe that the dead person can deliver something, otherwise they wouldn't have asked them. And therefore, it is a shirk to begin with. It is a bigger shirk if somebody believes that this person can act independently from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fact that they go, but you know, they ask the dead, but we don't believe that they are aliha with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that doesn't make the act only haram, as some people suggested. That's ridiculous. The action, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two things here. The action has to be in accordance to the Quran and Sunnah, and the niyyah behind it. Now the niyyah behind it, for example, Imam Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, scholar of Sunnah and Aqidah and Hadith in our time, rahimahullah, he said that if a person is caught invoking the dead, trees, stones, and the government now, of course, by the government, Islamic government. So they caught a person or a group of people going to the grave and invoking the dead. Now, the action is kufr. It's shirk. That's what he mentioned. That's the action. It's kufr and shirk. But the person, individuals, will be interrogated. Why did you do that? Why? If it turns out to be they're ignorant, they didn't know, they grew up in villages and areas that people would do that and they thought this is okay in Islam, or they're doing it like those dancing Sufis, they go to the graves and ask the people because they think that they can deliver. And delivering in this case, something a dead person cannot give you, it's a part of uluhiyya. You're designating a part of uluhiyya to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وبعد. So a very important hadith. Some scholars called it one third of all knowledge because it gives you now the path. Two things, actions and the intentions behind the actions. So Rasulullah ﷺ separated between the two. Gave an example between two persons performing the same action that is on the surface a good action. There is no way that think of it any other way. Making hijrah to Rasulullah ﷺ was one of the best actions of Iman of all time. So hijrah. The action itself is good. Rasulullah ﷺ called it hijrah. This hijrah, what's the intention behind it? It's for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It will be taken from that person as such. So he completed إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Every person will gain or earn that which he intended. And this person, what did he intend from this good action? To please Allah and to be with His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person did the same action. What's the intention? It's a good action. We know it's a good action because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated it and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam legislated it and the companions did it. That's why the Islamic State started, because the believers went to Medina. Now the action is good. This person made all the trouble for the action, the intention disqualified him from gaining any reward for his hijrah, because his hijrah was for money. You got your money, that's your hijrah. You got paid for it. It was for a woman to marry, as was mentioned in the athar, that somebody made hijrah actually for a woman to marry. Then that's it. You got your hijrah. And that's your hijrah. فَهِجْرَتُهُ إلى ما هاجر إليه. Look at the hadith here. So his hijrah will be considered according to that which he made hijrah to. Very important. Now, the action separated from the intention is what this hadith is talking about. Not like this person who is deviating Muslims from Tawheed by saying, if you do an act of shirk, but your intention is not, you know, I'm not designating iluhiyya or ilahiyya to this stone or that tree. You know, I'm just, you know, going there. The intention, I don't know what kind of intention that would be, walking a dead person. You must need something in return. Otherwise, why waste your time? You know, those groups of people who go to the graves, they make an appointment, let's go that time. They go to the grave, they know what the grave is, what grave is, and the graveyard, whatever, to ask dead people for help. Why are they doing that? They're doing that because they need something in return, not to waste their time. Somebody who does actions with absolutely no intention behind them is a crazy person. He needs medical attention. They're not sane. There is an intention. Now this person says, well, if he doesn't have the intention to designate ilahiyya, uluhiyya, that Allah, la ilaha illallah, and then they add some other stuff in between, you know, before they say la ilaha illallah, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. They designate an act of worship to other than Allah. If their niyyah is not that they are aliha besides Allah, then it's only haram and bid'ah. Big deal. Every haram, every kufr, every shirk is a haram too. Every shirk, every kufr is a haram too. What are you talking about? So the action here, the action remains kufr, shirk, no matter the intention. The person, if they go back to Allah, if they got caught by an Islamic government only and given to the judge so that the judge can interrogate them, that person now can offer their reason why they're doing this. Then the judge will decide. Why are they taking them to the judge to begin with? Because this is an act of kufr. So confusing things, the action is haram, kufr, shirk. The scholar said that. The Quran said that. The sunnah said that. There is no dispute about it. Now, the person who does the action, we need to think about why are they doing this? And then they will suffer the consequences if we find that what they did, they think they have independent power from Allah, or if they're ignorant, whatever it is, then that person will not suffer the full consequences of the action, that it's still haram and shirk. Nothing changed here. This section, nothing changed. It's still shirk, kufr, but that person will be then judged according to the reason behind what they're doing. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us knowledge in the religion. Tawheed is tawheed. The intention behind you doing actions and creeds of tawheed will designate that if it is accepted by Allah or not. Shirk is shirk, no matter the intention that people are doing. Now the intention is the other section here. It's about the people. Then we can talk about it with them so that we know why they did it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله وأقم الصلاة.